Hello, my name is Sean Kerr, and along with Justin Jeet and Dave Schlossberg, I'm one of three responsible scientists for the NIF and TOF diagnostics. Our emails are shown on the top right if you want to reach us for any reason. This poster is meant to give a brief update on NIF and TOF capabilities to help you plan, design, and run experiments at the NIF. One item I want to highlight is the new nTOF line of sight SPECPL, where PL stands for plenum. This is the fifth nTOF in the SPEC system and was designed to fill a gap in angular coverage, as you can see in the upper left of this poster. It will start automatically reporting data to the online dashboard this year. A second point I want to mention is a change in nTOF configurations. We have repurposed detector 2 to increase our dynamic range for near ignition shots. Each nTOF has five detectors, as described in the chart in the middle of this poster, but currently only four functioning digitizers, meaning that detector 1, the highest sensitivity detector, is not connected on four of the five nTOFs. We are in the process of obtaining and installing more digitizers, which should be done by the end of September. There are a variety of measurements highlighted in this poster. I want to just mention one, the low yield analysis shown in the lower right, because it has directly helped multiple discovery science campaigns. By running our Detector 1 PMTs at maximum gain, we're able to access new yield ranges, which can be useful for some low yield experiments. Feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions. Thanks, and I hope this helps you with your experiments.